Another change in the rules of money. Another change in the rules of money occurred in 1974. Prior to 1974, businesses took care of an employee's retirement. They guaranteed the retiree a paycheck for as long as the retiree lived. As you probably already know, that is not the case any longer. Pension plans that pay an employee for life are called defined benefit or DB pension plans. Today, very few companies offer these plans. They are simply too expensive. After 1974, a new type of pension plan emerged, the defined contribution DC plan. Today, such plans are known as 401ks, IRAs, KIOs, etc. Simply put, a DC plan has no guarantee of a paycheck for life. You only get back what you and your employer contribute, if you and your employer contribute anything. The newspaper USA Today found in a survey that the greatest fear in America today is not terrorism, but the fear of running out of money during retirement. And the fear is valid. The U.S. education system doesn't equip its citizens with the financial knowledge required to successfully invest for retirement. If schools teach anything about money, they teach kids to pick a few mutual funds and pay bills on time. Hardly enough financial education to handle the financial problems we face. Beyond that, most people don't realize that the rules of money have changed, and that if they are savers, they are losers. That the rules of money have changed, that those changes make you poorer, and that they are out of your control may seem unfair, and it is. The key to becoming rich is to recognize that the system is unfair, learn the rules, and use them to your advantage. How the poor handle money problems. When it came to describing the poor, Rich Dad said, "The poor see money problems only as problems. Many feel they are victims of money. They think that if they had more money, their money problems would be over. Little do they know that their attitude towards money problems is the problem. Their inability to solve or avoidance of them only prolongs their money problems and makes them bigger. Instead of becoming richer, they become poorer. Instead of increasing their financial IQ, the only thing the poor increase is their financial problems." How the middle class handle money problems. While the poor are the victims of money, the middle class are prisoners of money. In describing the middle class, Rich Dad said, "The middle class solve their money problems differently. Instead of solving the money problem, they think they can outsmart their money problems. The middle class will spend money to go to school so they can get a secure job. Most are smart enough to earn money and put up a firewall, a buffer zone between them and their money problems. They buy a house, climb the corporate ladder, and save for retirement by buying stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. They believe their academic or professional education is enough to insulate them from the cruel, harsh world of money." At the age of 50, said Rich Dad, many middle-aged people discover that they are a prisoner in their own office. Many are valued employees. They have experience. They earn enough money and have enough job security. Yet deep down they know they are trapped financially, and they lack the financial intelligence to escape from their office prison. They look forward to surviving 15 more years, when at age 65 they can retire and then begin to live. On a leaner budget, of course.